Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で、毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アメリカ出身のタイラです。
今月のテーマは、勤労感謝の日、働くということです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and informations to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Tyler and I'm from America.
Our topic for today is Labor Thanksgiving Day. Everything about working. Do you know which holiday takes place on the 23rd of November?In Japan, people celebrate Labor Thanksgiving Day on the 23rd of November, which is the last public holiday of this year. Although it started out as a celebration for autumn harvests, it has evolved into a holiday where people thank each other for giving their all at work. As the holiday approaches, our topic for this month is Labor Thanksgiving, everything about working.So before we start, I just want to point out that I find Labor Thanksgiving to be really fascinating because in Canada, we actually don't have Labor Thanksgiving. We have our Labor Day in September and our Thanksgiving in October, but they're pretty separate holidays. So what about America, Tyler?
Yeah, we talked a little bit before the program today, but I think it's pretty similar in America that we have it separate. Our Labor Day would be more of like,a personal thing, I think, for a lot of people, where it's kind of a time to look back over all the work you've done in the past year and realize how hard you've worked and kind of give yourself a pat on the back and say good job, which is a little bit in contrast to how they do it in Japan, where it's thanking other people for the efforts and labors that they have made instead. So that's an interesting point.
So when did you start working? Do you remember how old you are?
Oh yeah, well I started working right out of high school, for the first year or so before I started to go into college, is that I just took some time off, kind of got my head together, figured out what I wanted to do. It wasn't a spectacular job, it was kind of just working in a warehouse for a number of years, and then even after I entered college, in order to not get into debt, which is very important, I also worked part-time throughout that entire four-year period as well.One of the most notable things for me, we're working during the holiday seasons in America. I had the chance to work at a supermarket during that period. And let me tell you, around November until December, they just have holidays galore. And especially famous is Black Friday, where everybody that day after Thanksgiving, which is just at the end of November, everyone rushes there to get their deals in andSometimes they have you working 12, 14 hour shifts on that day, like multiple times in a day in order to be able to deal with all the crowds. It's crazy. It's very famous, I think, the world over. Even sometimes in other countries now you see Black Fridays. The only problem is sometimes Americans get a little feisty when they're looking for a deal. And if you look on the news, every once in a while there's somebody who gets punched in the face or shot or something crazy like that. So.Let's just say I'm lucky that I'm here in Japan doing this job now.
Well, I've never worked in a supermarket before, but I worked at a coffee shop. So it was interesting during the holiday season because we had a central music playlist, which we at the store don't actually get to control. So the higher up management, they remote control our music. So every year, starting from late October, they'll start playing the Christmas playlist, which is just 90% Mariah Carey. And like,I think one year, me and my coworkers got really bored, so we started counting how many times per day while waiting for Christmas this year will come out, and it came out to about 34 times over an 8-hour shift. So yeah, that was a pretty interesting experience to say the least. Well, what's your favorite part about your part-time job?
Well, I guess my favorite time for me was sometimes that I was able to work on the night shift. And so when I was able to work on those days, it was very quite relaxing, much more so than it would normally be. And you know, you kind of just take your time stocking the shelves, making sure the place looks nice, kind of joking with your buddies maybe in a way that you wouldn't normally be able to.
I guess my favorite part about working in a coffee shop is that you get unlimited coffee. I am pretty much addicted to coffee, so that really helps. But like one thing that really sucked after I quit my job at the coffee shop is that I had really serious withdrawal symptoms. So if I don't drink enough throughout the day, I just get really, really sleepy. And that's still something that I'm still trying to battle till this day, so yeah.
But yeah, your body does get addicted to it, which is kind of funny because since it's getting a little bit cooler out now, it really is nice to have a cup when you're sitting under your kotatsu at home. There's kind of different ways you can treat yourself when you're working to kind of say, you know, good job with the labors, and give yourself a pat on the back. Just kind of wrapping things into this whole Labor Thanksgiving Day.
Let's shift to a related topic. Is there a specific reason why you work?
Well, I guess I could put this in an interesting way is that I think it's, rather than being bored and being a couch potato, I think after a while that we get very boring. I think it's important to have contrast in your life. You can't have, you know, light without shadow, that sort of idea. And if you just do the same thing all the time, your life is just gonna be pretty boring. Even though it's easy, it's relaxing. I think if you have a job, and you have something to work towards, it gives you a purpose, it gives you a reason to wake up. So at least for me, while it's not the sole reason that I work, I think it's an important mentality to have. I guess I'm just gonna try to stay refreshed and just kind of have a purpose, something to strive for every single day.
I think for me personally, why I work is just for myself, like because I get bored really easily. And if you ask me to just sit there and do nothing, I just get really annoyed. Working is a really good way to, I guess, get over that boredom. And also for other people, I mean, I like being able to help other people. And I'll also like to, in the future, be able to afford, you know, living together with my cat again, because my cat is currently in Canada with my family. And I would really love to be able to give my cat a good life, so I'm working towards. And I mean, you know, if I have money, I can afford to engage in hobbies, buy books and things like that. So I do think that's something that's important to myself. Yeah, and I guess we can also talk a little bit about what we currently do, because we are currently working as coordinators of international relations. So what part of our jobs, like, do you like the most?
Well, I think you just mentioned it now, is being able to help other people.
Right.
Being able to directly interpret for people, being able to help people solve problems, especially since we work at the Sendai International Center every other month. And I've had plenty of people who are very grateful. They tell you right away if you help them out with that problem, they just don't know how to fix it on their own, either because they just don't have the knowledge or they can't speak the language all that well. And really being able to directly interact with people in that sense and really get that feedback immediately over, you know, how good of a job you did, or maybe there are some ways in which you can improve your job as well. You can get that right away. Obviously, we have an important job where we do a lot of translation in order to help out people, but you don't really get that instantaneous feedback from that. I mean, you probably know somewhere, sometime out there, somebody's reading it, but being able to directly interact with the other people in the city, I think, is certainly a very fruitful experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I really do agree wholeheartedly with what you just said, and I do think that personally I really enjoy the odd jobs that we get to do when we are doing things. Like a while ago we had to do some paintings for this little art project with one of our sister cities. Yeah, that was enjoyable, and also being able to do things outside of desk work, like for example doing like hosting a radio show and stuff like that, I think that's really cool. And if it wasn't for like my job as a CIR, that I don't think I'll ever have the chance to experience doing things like this. So I truly am grateful for this work opportunity. Well, a more spicy question, is there any task that you're not really into?
Well, one that I get very nervous about and always really make sure I have to prepare quite a bit, which it's a good way to improve myself, which is nice, but interpretation for kind of higher level officials, I'm probably going to have a few of those again this month. Sometimes we have people from the consulate who come here. I think the most important person I've interpreted for has been the EU ambassador to Japan. Like the absolute top level person who represents the entire EU game to Sendai. And oh, let me tell you, she was a wonderful people. What's just nice is that the people who come, they're ambassadors, so obviously they're very talkative, they're very interesting people, but obviously you as an interpreter really need to make sure that you do your homework and be able to interpret properly. And let me tell you, I need to make sure I put in a lot of antiperspirant before I go to work that day. Because I've had some bad experiences in the past where, you know, because of my own inability to prepare, or I wasn't given enough information, things don't really quite go so well. So it's a little bit of a traumatic experience. But it's at least a very good chance to grow, kind of improve your skills as well, on the other hand. So I'd say that's at least the most difficult job for me.
Yeah, definitely. Like, having to think on the spot is something that I guess a lot of people are not really used to. Like, personally, I also don't really do well when things are off script. So interpretation definitely has been something that's really nerve-wracking, especially I don't really have a lot of interpreting experiences in the past. But I definitely do think that's something that gets better over time. You know, the more experience you have, the faster your brain kind of moves in some sense. I'm looking forward to being able to practice more, I guess, so to say. But yeah, that's definitely something that I'm still not 100% comfortable doing.
Well, at least in this job, we have the ability to help out just people on the street. I'm just the regular citizen who needs a little bit of interpretation. I mean, even though it's through the job, it's not really quite as high pressure and high stakes. And then we also obviously will help out sometimes with some of the more difficult interpretations, such as the taxes or immigration services. So we have a large, I guess, kind of a wide level, a wide range of things which you deal with. So you can kind of ease yourself into it. But yeah, I'd still say, even now, after this is my fifth year now, every single time I need to get in there with the mayor or the vice mayor and have to interpret, it's still pretty tough. So, but that's fine. Yeah, as long as we try hard and, you know, thank ourselves afterwards for the hard labors we do. And of course, give our coworkers a hand in the back as well. Kind of make our way through it somehow.
So I guess lastly, we're just going to wrap up with saying any workers in particular that you'd like to thank in your life.
For me, I have met some absolutely wonderful firefighters here in Sendai. And of course, they're great no matter where you go, but I've had some opportunities to work together with them through my own job and also personally as well in a few different events. And let me tell you, they're just some really wonderful people. They're hardworking. They really put their nose to the grindstone in all the different training sessions that I have worked together with them. And of course, they just have such straight, crazy schedules where they're on one day, off one day, 24 hours on standby, and they do it. And, you know, it's just very comforting to know that all you have to do is just call a number and you'll have somebody, no matter what, no matter the situation, will come and save you. No questions asked. It's just wonderful. So, absolutely. And of course, all of our first responders and emergency personnel.
I guess personally, I would like to thank domestic workers. So whether it be people who get hired to, you know, as housekeepers, or just mothers and fathers who care for their family, care for their children, do housework. Because I think they're often forgotten, domestic labor a lot of times isn't really thought of as labor. However, I think they deserve as much respect as anyone else. Well, again, thank you to all the workers. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. The Sendai Multicultural Center will be temporarily closed from December 19, 2022 to February 1, 2023, as the Sendai International Center will be undergoing electrical installation work. If you wish to consult or inquire with the staff during this period, please contact the Sendai Multicultural Center via phone, fax, or email. Please also note that from December 28, 2022 to January 4, 2023, the Multicultural Center will be closed for the year-end and New Year holidays. For more details, please check the homepage of the Sendai Multicultural Center. And that is it for this month's program. See you again soon!